بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. On an occasion, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and the صحابة رضي الله عنهم were returning from one expedition known as ذات الرقاع. They were returning and they came to a place which was a place full of trees, very thorny trees. But anyway, they decided to encamp there, take rest there. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم himself, he hung his sword on one tree. And he decided to lie down, take some rest. And then all of a sudden, a mushrik, he takes hold of the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he points it to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asks him that, "May yamna'uka minni?" Who will save you from me? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, "Allah." The kafir asks him, do you fear me? He says, "No." Then he asks him, "Who will save you from me?" He says, "Allah." For such yaqeen, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this kafir, the sword falls from his hand. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gets hold of the sword, and he asks him, "Who will save you from me now?" So this kafir, he pleads, and he says that, "Be a good taker of the sword." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa asks him, "Do you bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" He doesn't accept Islam immediately. He pleads with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he tells Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "I promise that I won't oppose you, I won't fight you, and I won't join any group of people who will fight you." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves him and he frees him. So he goes back to his people and he tells them that, "I have come to you from the best of people." Eventually, ulama mentioned his name was Ghawrith. He accepts Islam. So from this incident, we see the yaqeen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we mentioned yesterday, the incident in the light of Muhammad bin Sirin rahimahullah, that yaqeen, to develop this yaqeen, one way which was mentioned was to read the incidents of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ahadith, where Allah where we learn this yaqeen, and then together with that, make dua for this yaqeen, and to speak about it on a daily basis, so this will develop this yaqeen. Then we also see from this incident, the mercy and the shafaqah, the rahmah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then which becomes a means of this person also accepting Islam. So one mercy and one form of love we have for the people is we help the people as far as their worldly needs are concerned. And this we have been encouraged, and is very rewardable also. And we should do this also. But another type of mercy is we have mercy with regard to a person when it comes to his akhirah, that how this person can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true yaqeen and grant us the